All right, everybody. Welcome back to 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. We got Jackson here. We got Sean.
Yo, yo.
We got Connor.
How you doing?
We got Denton.
Hello, hello.
You know, the weather is finally starting to warm up here. You know, it's starting to become summertime. You know what summertime means, fellas?
What does that mean?
Tell us, Jackson.
It means that the pools are starting to open back up.
Okay, now what do the pools mean?
Okay, well, every guy, you know, or lady, you always want that summer bod, you know? You want to look good, you know?
So, yeah.
And so we all want to get ripped, all want to get toned, but all that starts with a good diet. True?
Yeah. Wow. You're right.
Okay, but like,
what could this diet include, Jackson?
Well, if you head over to the Essential Juicery in the Lebanon downtown square.
Tell me more, please.
Well, they are going to hook you up because they have the best juices out there. I'm telling you.
All these juices are essential.
They are essential.
Your diet.
They are. So head out to Essential Juicery. Shout out Essential Juicery, the sponsor for today's episode. So we really appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm.
They add 10 years to your life, minimum.
Very true. You'll look and feel younger.
Yes, very true. It's 100% factual. We've been doing research the past couple of weeks. That's why we took the episode off.
We've been in the lab, you know, cooking up
essential juicery.
Exactly. You know, not much crazy's happened this week. I mean, there's been a few crazy things. For instance, my bunt home run. You know, that seemed to be a hot topic. So, for any of y'all that didn't know, I am the first ever kid in America to hit a bunt home run.
High school varsity baseball. Yeah.
Not really though. You can call it a home run all you want. However, there may or may not have been a couple errors involved with the play. So a lot of y'all were asking how it happened. So of course, you know, I bunt the ball, which is a miracle in its own because, you know, nine times out of 10, either I bunt it foul or straight back to the pitcher. And so,
this one was a good one, actually.
And so,
well, considering you had a home run for a minute, I'd say it's pretty good.
It would have just been a single, which I would gladly take.
Which is rare in its own.
Yes, exactly. I'm going down first base, chugging along, and I see where my boy Tate Curtis, he's running over to first base, and he reaches over the bag. So I knew the throw was going to be offline. He was either going to hit me straight in the back or go way into right field. And so I actually end up knocking his glove off because he's right in the baseline, so my bad, Tate. But
it's your fault.
Yeah, don't get in my baseline. And so throw goes into right field. All right, I'm chugging along, going to second. I see where he's waving me to third, and I'm like, at this point, I'm struggling. Like, I'm exhausted at this point.
Far run.
It's a very far run.
It's 180 feet. I mean, that's like, long.
What's it, 3 yards is a foot?
Yeah, I mean, that's
so, like, it's like,
what's the math
like
on that?
It's like 10 yards.
It is. It felt like a half marathon. And so I get to third base, and I'm ready to just rest, and I'm like, oh, man, thank gosh, that's done. And so, but then I see where the ball goes offline again. Somehow, some way, it ends up back in left field. So it went from one end of the field to the other, and I mosey my...
Are you the school of the blind?
No, we were playing Green Hill, actually.
Might as well have been the School of the Blind.
Sounds like the School of the Blind.
We can't really talk.
Y'all.
They played a good game.
Trash.
But, so yeah, I'm moseying my way in. There was actually a really cool picture of me taking it at home plate. Shout out JLK_photos8. He's the best in the business when it comes to photography.
Taking some good pictures of us.
Y'all need to check him out. But one thing I did that actually this week that didn't happen that really, really pushed my buttons. I actually touched home plate. Unlike Alec Baum or Boehm or whatever his last name is. Is it Baum?
I have no idea.
I think it's Baum. Anyways, right after this happened, I almost texted y'all and said we're having an emergency pod because I was ready to absolutely go off on the world.
I did go off. What game is this?
So, Sunday Night Baseball, it was probably, what, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, something like that?
It was a week ago.
Yeah, so, keep in mind, this is like the first Sunday Night Baseball game of the year, right? I think so.
Yeah, first or second.
Yeah, so, but this is nationally televised, so everybody in the world is watching because there's no other sports going on.
Exactly.
And so, everybody's watching top of the ninth inning.
What
Philly is the Phillies and the Braves. Keep in mind, I'm a
rivalry game.
I'm an avid Braves fan, so, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers.
Connor's a big
and
Braves.
The Rays.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Connor likes
like
the Braves.
Yeah, no one cares.
Oh.
Continue.
Why, who asked?
Two,
continue.
Three of the top four teams in baseball. Wow, Connor. Very loyal.
Yeah, exactly.
Loyal fan.
And so, there's a pop fly goes into left field. There's a runner on third, by the way. Tie game. I want to say it's like 4-3-3 or 4-4, somewhere along those lines. Ball goes into left field. Alec Baum tags up from third, goes home, slides into home. He should be out by a mile. However, Marcell Ozuna threw the ball 77 miles an hour from left field to home. And even though he should have got him because they went back to the replay, originally they called him safe, which I'm like, okay, it's a bang-bang play, whatever. They have replay for a reason. They go back and watch the replay. Replay lasts about like 3 minutes. And
every single replay showed that the dude's foot wasn't even close to touching home plate.
Yes, he went right over it. I mean, like, his foot was nowhere near it. Every angle they looked at showed that it was nowhere close. All right, so they look back, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's for sure going to be an out because he didn't touch home plate. Right. Well, sure enough, Manfred, this is all your fault because you're the worst commissioner in sports. Even I would take Goodell over you.
Do you think it was the commissioner's decision on this play?
Yeah,
I mean, did
sure.
they not go over the replay?
This is definitely a professional replay person, not the commissioner.
Well, New York does all the replays.
Yeah, but obviously.
And he runs New York, so.
Not doing it.
He's probably not. He probably didn't like watch it live. However, he knows the people that watch the replays, so it's his fault.
So it's his fault for hiring those people.
It's his fault for his stupid replay system. It's so bad. There's been multiple calls that have gone the wrong way, even after replay shows that they were clearly like
maybe,
the other way
they
around.
They don't want the game to get too technical.
Well, he didn't touch home plate. I mean, I don't understand how you can get any more
technical
than that.
I agree with you that yeah, if you don't touch home plate, you should be out, but maybe they want to use replay as little as possible.
I would,
what's the point of even umpires if you're going to have replay?
What's the point of replay if you're going to make the wrong call?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Then
so
just,
if it's,
I'm looking
if it's,
at a different side.
If it's obviously a wrong call, then why even have replay? So
and
I mean,
you're trying to make the game as equal as
possible. Yeah, and you're trying
yeah.
to make the game
fair
go
as
faster.
Possible.
With replay, it's a lot slower.
Well, faster is not. You want your the most fair game possible. Would
I mean,
you,
like,
would,
this is professional.
Yeah, exactly. These are
like
people getting paid millions.
Old high school game. It's,
yeah.
Right.
This is the pros.
Exactly. There should not be replay in high school. Or
like, no, that makes no sense.
No, it's stupid.
Is there replay in college?
I don't think so.
No, they just have cameras. So they replay it, but like I don't think they can go to a booth and replay it.
But yeah, at the top stage, they need to have replay in every sport,
they do, right?
Pretty sure. I would say so.
They do.
Yeah.
But baseball replay wasn't added until
like very recently, like last year or was it 2 years ago?
No, I mean it was before that, but it was still.
Yeah, like, I remember
it should have
that.
Been added as soon as they had cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh huh.
But yeah, so. Long story short, Twitter blew up that night with how bad the MLB is and how terrible of a call that was. And I was hoping MLB would release a statement talking about it, but they didn't because, like I said again, Manfred's an idiot. Worst commissioner in sports. I would take Goodell over you, and that's saying something. Because he – was it him or the NFLPA that added the 17th game? Or the extra game this year?
Yeah, why did they do that?
I've got no idea.
They've always been pushing for a 17th game, just more money.
Yeah. What was I saying? I just got a text from my dad saying the Country Music Awards are on right now.
Really?
Said there's some good tunes on.
Good tunes.
Yeah.
If you don't think that country music is the best music, you are crazy.
It's not.
It is best music.
It ain't even top five.
Is
not
good.
Top five?
Not top five.
Are you?
I can't even name you five types of music.
I'd agree with that.
You're telling me you're on a late night drive.
Yep.
You're just chilling in your car.
Yep.
And you won't play country music.
No.
It's the best
what
music
are you
to just
play?
Vibe to.
Juice WRLD.
I would, yeah.
You can't always listen to rap.
Love
Juice WRLD. The Silence.
The Silence.
The Wind. Anything other than country.
I thought The Silence was an artist first.
Yeah. I mean, I can vibe to some country music songs, but it's just not my role.
Like what? Big Green Tractor? Is that?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the only.
Take a ride on my big. Oh, we're gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah, that's right. We are because sound exactly like
him. I sounded just like him, guys. Just so you know, that was me singing it. I wasn't playing it.
But that I also do like Natural Crazy. Is that it?
Beautiful Crazy?
No.
Oh, you're talking about. Okay, that's.
When I'm in the car, always
that's not country music.
No,
that's always country.
Okay, that's like saying that you like
harmonica.
Yeah, I always bring my harmonica.
That's
in the
okay.
Car.
No. What Sean's saying is like. I like country music, and then I ask you, okay, well, who are your favorite artists? Kane Brown.
Kane Brown's not country.
That is not country.
I didn't say Kane Brown.
Florida Georgia Line. No, it's not
some
country.
Some of their songs.
Some of
Georgia
them
Line's
are
country.
Who?
Florida Georgia Line.
It's not country, or is
it? It is.
Certain songs are, I would agree, but 3/4 of their, like Dan and Shay, not country.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, they're pop country.
Yeah.
There's a difference between country and pop country.
Like country, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
I mean, no, it's not.
Country is completely different from today's.
Well, I mean,
country.
What country are you talking? Are we talking like Morgan Wallen, or are we talking
something
like,
about like Big
like,
Green
I'm
tractor.
Singing this song on top of a hay bale, and I'm eating beer. Yeah, like what country are you talking? Like with the fiddle?
Like true country. Like, yes. Like
no, that's
the
bluegrass.
Trash country?
Yeah, yeah, trash.
Yeah, country's bad enough.
About,
you don't have to go to
bluegrass.
1940s country.
I'm talking like your.
Where they wrote it in the
George
mud.
George Strait, your.
You're talking about the guys that are 70 years
your
old.
Your Randy Travis.
Yes. Your good stuff. The core
y'all are talking
of
about
country.
Alan Jackson.
The core country.
I can handle some Morgan Wallen, but y'all are going
Morgan
to
Wallen's
the
good.
Trash country.
I can handle some Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen's one of the best.
Do you like Luke Combs?
Yes.
Well, was.
Luke Combs.
Was.
Yes, I like Luke Combs. He's good.
He's good. So and Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I like Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton's good.
I mean, he's all right. I like some of his songs, but I would say like
I like more modern country, like DaBaby, Lil Baby, Ariana Grande.
But if he has baby in his name, I mean
he's a country singer.
Yeah, DaBaby, right. Lil. How many rappers would you say have Lil or like
baby
in their name?
Lil Baby.
Yeah, Lil. If you look like Lil on like music or
it'll,
Apple
it'll
Music
pop up
or
100 different names.
Exactly. Yeah. Lil rapper,
I mean,
Lil
like,
Uzi,
you
Lil
get unique at some point.
Why aren't some of the rappers named like Steve or something like that? You know, like why
yeah,
they all got to be Lil?
Probably because that's not cool at all.
Like, what's wrong with?
Dude, you hear the new Steve song?
What's wrong with Lil Connor or Lil Denton? You know what I mean?
You literally just said
Lil TJ,
you don't want
Lil Nas,
and then you
Lil
want
Wayne.
To snap Lil.
Yeah.
I mean, are we gonna change our name to Lil 615 guys?
Yeah,
why not? I have to.
I mean, if that's going to get the views up, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Speaking of views, we need to get those up, fellas. Let's keep sharing.
We got to have it. Check out 615 Guys Podcast, no spaces on YouTube.
Yes, because we need to make that the most watched YouTube video on the planet.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good idea.
Has anybody checked the view count?
I haven't in a while, but, you know.
It was
we
like 10 million the last time I checked.
Oh.
We're kind of big time.
Last time I checked, it was 11 million. So.
Oh.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah.
Got it.
Wow.
There.
We're getting up there.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be on the Jake Paul's level soon.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
speaking of Jake Paul, fellas, was the fight fixed?
No. Jake Paul was just a better fighter.
I don't think it was fixed either, but I said going into that Jake Paul was going to absolutely destroy.
Yes, me and Jackson were on the same side.
No matter how much you hate Jake Paul, you've got to admit that
he's
a good
fighter. You've got to respect his fighting.
Yeah. I would not say he's a good fighter. Can he beat people who have never boxed before? Sure.
What are you talking about?
He's boxed people
Ben
who have Ashkin never boxed before.
His next
life.
Opponent
he's
needs to
He's a wrestler, not a boxer.
He did MMA and UFC.
Yes, and he beat people off grappling, not punching.
Yes, put him in the octagon, and
yes,
I think Jake Paul gets absolutely
fighting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jake Paul needs to fight like a 500-level boxer. Not a guy who's never
How
boxed
How many of those
before.
Are out there?
There's plenty of low-level boxers.
Yeah, but he would just destroy them.
No, he wouldn't. He's never faced a real boxer. He needs to fight a real boxer that is lower level, so then we can see what he does against an actual experienced boxer, And then if he beats said boxer, then he just starts fighting real good boxers. Because right now he's just fighting guys who are fighters but not boxers.
Yeah.
He did absolutely destroy him, though. Yes. Fighter. I mean
Ben Askren, he was fat.
Yeah.
He literally fat. Wasn't in shape. Yes.
He didn't care about that fight at all.
He was walking off the thing laughing and smiling.
Well, yeah,
which is why people think it was fake.
I saw on Twitter because it was like, they said, like, Askren is the happiest man ever to get knocked out. Like,
yeah. $500,000 at least.
It's kind of like the movie Here Comes the Boom.
He made $500,000 for accepting the fight.
Y'all remember that movie? Here Comes the Boom.
Kevin Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's a good.
I might watch that when I go home.
Do you think that could like actually happen in real life, where like a teacher could go out and just go street fight and then end up in a UFC octagon fight?
Yeah, like Coach Randy, he could do it.
Coach Randy.
No, obviously I don't think the dude's gonna win a UFC fight, but if he can make it to that point, maybe, I don't know.
But that's a lot of like time and like determination, and yeah. And you're also a teacher on top of it. Think about that. Like, you have to, like, teach an actual class.
Yeah, I think it was a crazy movie for a reason. I don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
It would have been funny if it said, like, based on a true story, though.
And everything based on a true story.
I feel like half the movies now are based off a true story.
Yeah. I swear every single horror movie I watch is based on a true story.
If you ever see that in
a
movie.
It's about some demon.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many demons.
Based on a true story near you.
Do y'all think Godzilla vs. Kong was based off a true story?
100%.
For sure.
That would be.
No way.
I mean,
there's no way it's
Godzilla.
Not. Yeah, Godzilla's on my island right now with some toothpick.
Where'd Michael Jackson
If you haven't listened to the last podcast, you definitely go check it out.
Check out Easter Pod.
It's a great segment.
Where'd Michael Jackson go, though? Like you said, you have Godzilla.
He's still chilling with Godzilla. He's on his back right now, just exploring the
past.
Yeah.
10-3. All right, so if you did listen to Easter Pod, you would know that last episode we had a segment that we enjoyed. We hope y'all enjoyed too. Y'all that listened, it was overrated, underrated. So we're gonna get back on that and do some more topics. So would you like to start us off here?
Yes, I will start off with one topic. He's an artist, and his name is Drake.
Drake.
It's kind of good because he's very, very hyped.
Yes.
But I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say he's like.
Do you think he's talked about though much anymore?
He doesn't really. No, I don't really hear his name ever.
Which Drake we talking? Like Drake, like now?
Drake now.
Or Drake in general.
Because young Drake was nice. And I like Drake with as features on some songs.
I'd say he's underrated, just because he's got such a wide variety of songs to choose from.
Yeah. I think his greatness is underrated.
I feel like people would diss on him as a rapper because he might have had a ghostwriter. I don't care though personally.
He may have a couple songs that are overrated.
He might be properly rated.
Was
God's the only plan thing overrated?
No,
God's plan was definitely over.
The only thing I don't like.
Banger.
The only thing
it was
like
banger
about,
in its time.
All I don't like about his songs is that they're just overplayed.
Yeah,
like so fast.
God's plan.
Is his songs
so
one
fast.
Like they make it on TikTok and then it just ruins the song?
9 times out of 10, his songs go on TikTok.
TikToks ruin every song.
Yeah.
That's true. Like,
you just like only know that one part of the song.
Uh-huh.
You don't know.
And everyone's like, oh, is that the TikTok song?
Yeah.
It existed
or
before.
Or like you
TikTok.
Have like a couple songs that are on TikTok and they're like, oh, you listen to TikTok songs.
Yeah, like,
overrated,
like
underrated TikTok.
Overrated.
Underrated.
Overrated.
TikTok, you know how long you can just sit on TikTok and scroll through? And
yeah,
watch videos?
I mean, it's affected everything, but yeah.
I think it's an amazing
I love app. TikTok, but
I haven't been on TikTok in like 2 months.
I'm always on it.
I mean, I'll probably get on there 10 minutes a day. But
the amount of like houses and like all this other crap that it's like made is insane. Like, you know, like all these like different like people
like
that have moved in with each other just to do dances?
Do you think that's not a thing anymore, is it?
What, houses?
Yeah, I don't hear that ever anymore.
No, I don't either. Yeah, that's so stupid how people are like moving into houses together over a little simple stupid app.
Yeah, like they're literally just dancing.
Like, there's not even like good, like professional dancers.
Yeah, like, but you don't see professional dancers moving into multi-million dollar houses.
Exactly. Anybody can go over here and
to make little
do
dances.
The whoa
yeah.
and
Wasn't there a lot of drama in those houses too?
Yes, because I mean, it was just teenagers who all they could do is dance.
I'm overrated, underrated Charlie D'Amelio.
I was going to say Addison Rae. Because I feel like all of us would say overrated with Charlie, but I feel like overrated, underrated Addison Rae.
What's special about Charlie? She can dance.
Nothing.
I feel like Addison Rae is overrated as well, though.
Connor, what do you think about Addison Rae?
These questions.
It's your care. Overrated, underrated Addison Rae, Connor.
Put you on the spot.
I mean, I can't be the only one answering this question.
Okay. I answered it.
Yeah. Shane answered it.
Addison Rae is a very attractive person.
So are you saying properly rated?
Yes, she is properly rated.
Jackson, what do you think?
I have to agree with Connor. I'm going to say they're properly rated.
I'm going to say a little overrated.
I'm going to say overrated for both of them.
Why?
She gets so much hype. And I mean, she's attractive, but like...
But she's doing other stuff than TikTok now.
Still. And she sings.
Yeah,
with a bunch of auto.
Once TikTok gets boring, they go sing.
Yeah, like Dixie. Sometimes I don't want to be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy?
Yeah, yeah. That is a dumb like reasoning for that song.
Sometimes I want to be sad.
What? Yeah, that's
because she's a Gemini. Gosh,
I think I'm a Gemini. I don't know what that means, honestly.
They're like,
I just heard somebody like say that.
I'm actually a Gryffindor.
Slytherin.
You would be a Slytherin. Just kidding. You'd be a Hufflepuff.
Definitely a Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff?
What the heck's a Ravenclaw?
Sean, you'd be a Slytherin for sure.
For sure. Because look at that hair.
I know.
I just feel like I'm a Hufflepuff.
No, Connor would be a Hufflepuff.
I could be a Ravenclaw.
Jackson be a Ravenclaw. I'd be in Gryffindor.
What's a Ravenclaw?
I don't know about that, Denton.
I would be in.
Like, I understand. I understand it's Harry Potter talk, but I don't. I read the first book.
Overrated, underrated Harry Potter. Underrated.
Underrated.
Oh, dude, homie's sick. He's definitely underrated.
Heck yeah.
Poor guy did, you know, spend like half his life under the stairs. Isn't that where he slept before?
Yeah.
But very overrated. Hated that book.
Don't read the book. Watch the movies.
Yeah, watch the movies. Who reads books?
I read the first one.
That's like 8,000 pages.
Yeah, no, that's why I hated it.
Watch the movie.
Who in their right mind would read a Harry Potter
book? It's crazy to me, back in elementary school, I could read a Harry Potter book. But now in high school, I can't even read like a chapter.
Yeah, like whenever our teacher tells us to read, I feel like I'm stumbling on my words.
I'm sorry, Miss Bates. I'm sorry. I really try to find time to.
Yeah, we really want to know what a pronoun is.
Miss Mosley, I know you're not going to listen to this. I'm definitely not going to read those two chapters.
Yeah, I'm just going to look up the summary. So, sorry, Miss Bates.
No, Miss Bates.
Notes.
I've actually been reading Miss Bates. So,
what book is it?
A Lesson Before Dying.
We didn't read that.
But
it's a good book. I like it.
With my English teacher, Miss Leggett, she makes us take quote quizzes, so we actually have to read. And we have
Miss Leggett
first. I had to do that last year.
Stupid.
That's tough.
Like, we literally have to actually read the book and remember certain words from certain sentences.
I think we have that for Miss Mosley, too. That's going to suck. Cause you have to read it.
So, anyways, I have overrated, underrated right here. Netflix.
Now
it gets a lot
overrated.
Of hype.
Now overrated because honestly, Netflix has they only have like original stuff. Like if you want to go watch a movie that you've watched in previous years, it's not on Netflix. Netflix only has like originals.
Yeah,
they, like, they occasionally bring back some good classics.
I mean, Netflix came on originally; they had nothing original, and they just did, you know, like Star Wars and stuff like that. But now
they never like have those banger like movies. Or
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, they have
you know, like HBO Max has all like their good.
Yeah.
All of their movies, like the Netflix originals, are so poorly acted. They're not bad movies, but the acting is so bad.
It is.
Mainly because they just can't get those like big time people.
What's the difference in price between Netflix and HBO Max?
Well, I've got no idea.
Netflix is probably cheaper.
Yeah, so I mean, as long as it's cheaper, that's why it's HBO Max is better.
If it's like cheaper, but I don't want to like watch a wall. Like, I mean, I still want to watch good stuff. I'm gonna pay.
They don't come out with stuff like on the regular, you know.
If I'm gonna pay for something, I want it to be good,
right?
Like that's like me paying for like a half-eaten sandwich. Like I'm not gonna pay full price for a half-eaten sandwich.
Aren't y'all ready for Outer Banks to come out with season 2?
Yeah. We discussed that on Easter Pod.
Oh, did we? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
People need to go listen to it.
Yeah, like Connor. Surely he didn't listen.
No, I talked in it, so.
All right, so another topic I have, me, Connor, and Sean, we actually all went on this, and Ian as well. Skiing, overrated, underrated?
Underrated. I don't think it's talked about enough.
Well, underrated.
Well, we also live in Tennessee. Yeah. Sorry, Sean. We also live in Tennessee, so not a lot of people go skiing. But here in Tennessee, I think people think it's stupid. It's in the cold, but it's really fun. Once you get halfway decent, at least, it's really fun.
Yeah, if you haven't skied, you definitely need to go ski. Like, it is worth it. It is worth it trying to get good at it.
I can say, as the best skier in the group,
on his slopes.
Nah, good one, Jackson.
No, falling on greens.
No, I went on some blues, and I would have gone on a black. If,
all right, explain what the colors mean.
Okay, so
you could barely
the easiest
to
are your greens,
blue.
Right? The easiest is the green.
Yeah.
All right, it goes green, blue, black.
Black diamond.
Black diamond.
Does that just mean the slopes are like
you got
sharper?
Bunny slopes or
yeah. Well, okay. So they're more steep. They could have moguls, which moguls are like bumps in the snow, makes it a lot harder. And yeah.
So pretty much blacks are
longer runs. Like the black ones are longer runs. Runs are the slopes, whatever.
I necessarily wasn't. I didn't have the best form per se.
Okay, so. If anybody out there knows what pizza is, it's or
yep.
Okay.
I'm familiar. You don't know Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Yeah.
If you don't know what pizzaing is in skiing, it's where you put your toes facing each other.
It's inward. It's used to slow down, technically.
Yeah, so in a beginner level, people do it to slow down because they're on the easy greens and it's not as steep. And you can stop yourself. But once you get to, like, the blues and the blacks, pizza isn't going to help you.
But unlike our boy Jackson over here, he just pizzas down
the
whole slope. The
whole mountain and expects to not fall.
But I didn't fall, so...
Yes, you did.
It works. No, I didn't.
You almost fell when me and Connor tried to go up beside you and clip at your heels.
There was one... No, there
yeah,
was,
we did that to Ian.
There was one time...
Ian actually fell.
No, remember, I would go off track sometimes with y'all. Remember that? There was
yeah,
that one
you
time
you couldn't turn because you're pizzing.
No, I could turn fine. There was that one zigzag slope, and Sean legit almost fell off the mountain every time because he couldn't turn.
Ian fell on that one green one.
It's
because
I actually try and like go fast. You just like
I do go fast.
No, you don't.
I go straight down. I go straight down and pizza.
That's not how you're supposed to do it.
But it's how I do it.
To turn.
Yeah, and that's why you fell.
Not many times. I fell on the blue one like. Three times.
Go to Colorado, Jackson. There's no way you'd be able to ski there.
Yes, I could. I genuinely believe I could ski in Colorado.
Okay, well,
how about we do it this winter, and we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm down.
Set it up. Get some YouTube videos going.
Yeah.
Put it on 615 Guys podcast.
That's right.
All right, it's bet. We're going to Colorado with our 615 Guys money. It's gonna be a pay trip by all you guys. Yeah. So if all you
so
want,
you guys need to listen.
If all you guys want to see me run some slopes, because you know I'm not gonna
on the
fall.
Bunny slopes.
I'm not gonna fall. So I will go down. Let's say this: if we can get Jody's video to 1 million views,
just a light 1 million.
We can get Jody's video to a light 1 million views. I will go down a double black diamond in Colorado.
On video.
On video. GoPro, I mean, you said we can do it all. I will do it.
All right, you heard it here first.
Share.
Share. Hey, man, I ain't come out here for nothing, man. You guys just share.
So, I put three down, so I have one more, overrated, underrated. But this one is the complete opposite, weather-wise. The beach, overrated, underrated.
Overrated.
Underrated. Properly rated.
Overrated.
I'm saying, like, just the beach by itself, not like the surrounding area. Like,
why don't you like it, Sean?
It's I don't know. Everyone just always hypes it up, like, oh, I'm
Sean,
going to the beach. Like,
how do you have flowing blonde hair and say the beach is overrated?
Yeah, like
your
you
sister goes to
you
college
literally look
in California.
Like a surfer, dude. You look like a surfer, dude.
Okay.
How do you not like the beach?
I mean, I do like the beach. I just think it's overrated.
Why, Sean?
I don't know.
Why?
It's just like some water,
just
like
some
ocean,
water,
some sand.
But it's so relaxing.
Exactly.
Like, it's just the best.
Aren't you tired and you just want to relax?
Like most girls like be like, oh, I'm going to the beach. Like, I love the beach. Like, but all they do is just sit there and tan.
Yeah,
that's,
for girls, it's
yeah.
stupid.
That's
but
fun
for
guys,
girls. It's sand. and you just get to play in the sand.
There's different games.
You get to bury yourself?
Sand castles.
Bury yourself?
And dig holes. And dig, and, I mean, you bury your foot in sand. And you're like, oh no, where's my foot? And then you lift your foot out of the sand, and there's your foot. It's emerged from the sand. And then you can run and jump in the water with jellyfish and sharks and minnows and Godzilla and piranhas and salt. And then you get to run out. And then you get to go play football in the courtyard and then run and get in the pool. And then go back to the beach and put your foot in more sand and have it emerge. And then get tan.
Oh.
Hot sand is awful, though. Thank
you. Eat food.
Eat seafood.
And have sand all over your body in all different places the entire week. And then put your foot in more sand and watch it emerge from the sand at the beach.
Denton's new favorite word, sand.
Sand.
Welcome to Sand 1-5, guys. We talk about sand.
But yeah,
at the beach.
I said underrated at first. I'm gonna go with Denton on this. Properly rated.
Yeah, the beach is pretty cool because of the sand and your feet buried in the sand.
And then you get to watch it emerge.
Emerge from the sand at the beach with your foot in the sand. What about you, Jackson Lee?
Oh,
in the sand.
I do like the sand. However, I'm gonna go properly rated. If I'm not a fan of the ocean water. I don't know, sharks and like everything.
Sharks are not that close to the surface.
Sharks are way closer than you think.
Yeah, well,
sharks are close.
Sharks just freak me out.
Too far out there.
That's like the biggest fear is sharks. I hate sharks.
Yeah, being in ocean water, I've actually swam at night a couple of times, which honestly is like my number one fear. But you know me, you know I'm kind of built different.
He's a daredevil.
I would like to say you were actually. More likely to die from a toaster than
sharks. A shark.
Well, you're also around more toasters than you are sharks. There's always
think about live it, yeah. At the beach.
Nope,
and coconuts.
Probably still are.
Coconuts.
More where are you?
Yeah, I mean, coconuts are everywhere.
Where are you learning these bizarre facts?
I just like, I don't know. I found them out.
The odds of getting killed by a coconut are low, but never zero.
Well, who else has got one?
Anybody else have any more facts?
Well, I got one.
Okay.
Outcast. The band.
I
mean, I wouldn't say overrated.
Overrated.
I wouldn't say
they have
overrated.
Four good songs.
I wouldn't say
now, those four songs are bangers. But they're overrated.
I wouldn't say any of them just because most people probably don't even know who they are.
That's not true.
I mean,
well, people our generation probably doesn't know of them.
But Outkast was popular back in like early 2000s.
I mean, they've got that, like, good couple songs.
That's when they came out with their good music.
They have a few good songs, I would agree. But I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with the opposite with Denton. I'm going to go underrated because those songs are so good. Like, yes, they don't have many good songs. Or, I mean, I'm sure they do. I just haven't listened to all of them. However, those few songs are not talked about enough. Like, you hear Hey Ya a lot.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson a lot.
I mean,
I just don't think they're talked about nearly enough.
My walk-up song, The Way You Move.
Which
I would say their good songs are underrated, but them as a whole is overrated.
But they're not talked about at all.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. They're really not even rated.
Maybe I go back on my...
Well, I say they're properly rated because no one really talks about
them. If you have four good songs, that doesn't make you great. Look at Juice WRLD. He's got like 170,000 good songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has four good songs. I mean,
but some people could say they have more than four. Some people would say they have like 10.
Well, I haven't done the research.
This isn't their opinion. It's our opinion.
Yeah. They're coming to 615 guys to listen to our opinion.
It's not their podcast. It's our podcast.
Yeah.
So
it's not the world guys. It's the 615 guys.
Should we do a top three?
Why not? You want to go right ahead?
Go ahead.
Who's got it first?
Connor, you got it.
You want me to get it?
Go ahead, Connor. It's your decision. So.
Okay, so I've put a lot of thought into this.
How much like time, actually?
Like a minute, maybe. Like I'm looking up Outkast songs right now as we speak. So my number three is So Fresh, So Clean. That's my number three.
Solid song.
Pretty good. I do know that one.
My number two is Miss Jackson.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
That's a good one.
Once again, guys, don't copyright us. It's me singing. I'm not playing the song.
Yeah, even though you sound just like
it. Yeah, yeah.
And my number one, The Way You Move. I mean, I can't go away from my walk-up song, so.
What was your number three?
It was So Fresh, So okay. Clean.
You don't have Hey Y'all in your top three?
Yeah, Hey Y'all's number
I have it
one.
In my top four.
Hey Y'all's just number one.
But we're
one.
Doing top three.
All right.
Well, Sean, what do you got?
I would say Hey Y'all, number one. Miss Jackson, number two. And I don't have a number three because those are the only two songs I like.
Well, mic drop. Speaking that you didn't know what Outkast was before this episode.
I just didn't know the artist or like whatever. But I knew those two songs, so.
Do you have your three, or do you want me to go ahead
and go? Yes, it will be the same three as Connor, just in a different order. I think I'm going to go with Miss Jackson as number one, as it should be. It is their most known song and their best song. Number two, I'm going to go with I Like the Way You Move. And number three, I will go with So Fresh and So Clean.
All right. Well, for my top three, I actually was looking up songs right before this, and came across one that I really enjoyed, and it made my top three. So, Rosa Parks is going down my top threes. Number three, number two, I'm going to go Miss Jackson. Number one should be Hey Ya.
Thank you, Jackson.
I think Hey Ya is their best song. I think an honorary mention, though, is Roses. I don't know if y'all heard that one.
I haven't heard that one.
It's not as popular, I don't think, but it's a good song. So, y'all go listen to that one, too.
Alrighty, so we're going to use this episode to test a potential future segment. It's going to be called Fact or Fiction, but it's really basically just two truths, one lie, but based on facts. So I'll start it off. I'm going to read three facts. We're going to go around the table, and you guys tell me which one is the false fact. Alright, you ready, guys?
I am ready.
Statement number one. The only sport that's ever been played on the moon is golf. Thing number two, peanut butter was originally a medicine. And statement number three, wild dolphins call each other by name. Connor?
I'm going to go with the second one you said.
The peanut butter was a medicine?
Yeah, the peanut butter
one. Alrighty, Sean, what do you think?
The second one just seems too, like,
I mean, how was
too random
medicine?
to not be true. So,
but also the first.
Say the first one again.
The first one was the only sport to ever be played on the moon is golf.
I feel like I've heard that somewhere. So I'm gonna go with the third
so
one.
That's so random to the point where I feel like it'd be true. You know what I mean? Like there's some like stuff that it said like
the second one,
the first one.
No, wait, I'm pretty sure I've heard about that. So I'm gonna go with the third one.
All right, Jackson, what is your pick?
Say the third one more time.
The third one was wild dolphins call each other by name.
I'm going to say number three.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. Mr. Connor Gannon was correct.
Hey, okay.
Peanut butter.
The golf was played on the moon.
How's that even possible?
Let's see here.
You'd be sending that, like.
Let me find it.
You couldn't say the saying, like, man, I just sent that to the moon. Because you're on the moon.
Alan Shepard hit two golf balls on the lunar surface with a makeshift 6-iron. And then wild dolphins do indeed call each other by name.
Yeah, I know.
How would they even know that?
Smart and, you know,
dolphins are like that.
Yeah. I know, but how would we even know that?
Oh, I guess they just monitored them and they checked the vibrations they sent and they would only send it to certain
dolphins. I don't even know like where to begin with that. Yeah. Right. I'll go with the next one.
Alrighty.
Let me see here. All right, so the Caesar salad was actually made by Julius Caesar and was named after it. Miss Piggy was originally named Piggy Lee. And squirrels caused the most power outages in the U.S.
All right, I will go first. I'm going to say the first one is the false one. And, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Go.
I'm going to go with number three. There is no way that a squirrel can cause more power outages.
Squirrels are crazy.
Yeah,
they're
but
nuts.
Have you heard? Weather?
I would never mess with a squirrel.
I would never mess with a tornado.
Squirrels are vicious.
Tornadoes kill people.
I'd much rather be in a room locked with a bunch of tornadoes than a bunch of squirrels.
Okay.
You don't make it out alive.
Anyways, Connor.
I agree with Jackson.
Okay. Well, Mr. Den Dotson was right with that
one.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Caesar salads came out way later than Caesar.
I meant to say it was named after him, not made by him.
Yeah, I knew he didn't make it.
I kind of messed up there, but Jackson, you go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. So, I actually think mine are pretty hard, I think. All right, so, number one, peanuts aren't actually nuts. Okay? Number two, the longest word in the English dictionary is 189,819 letters long.
Okay.
Number three, humans only use 10% of their brains.
All right, I'll go first. The third one's false.
Yes, the third one is false because peanuts, like, I've always heard, are
nuts. I actually saw the first one somewhere. The second one, I thought it was like some volcano, like, some, like, I don't know. It was weird.
That number was too exact to be wrong.
Yeah, it's the third one.
But I feel like he would just change, like, the last number.
Yeah, 8,994.
74.
SpongeBob reference.
What was the third one?
Humans only use 10% of
I think
brains.
It's like, is it 20%?
Well, no, the misconception was that we only use half the brain, but we actually use all of it, in my opinion. You can decide your own.
I'll do the third one.
All right, well, you are all right. The third one is false.
Let's go.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah, I'm 2 for 2.
Apparently, it would take you over 3.5 hours to say the word out loud.
Oh, the longest word?
Yeah. It's a long time. So, right. Con, you got yours?
Yeah, okay, so my two facts and one lie is...
Okay. Two facts and your facts.
Tell us. So, the first one is... Dolphins sleep with 2 eyes open.
Okay.
Vacuum cleaners were originally horse-drawn.
Horse-drawn?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like powered by horses?
They were horse-drawn. So, like...
He doesn't know what that means. He just...
Okay, so that one's true. Okay. Go ahead.
And the largest padlock in the world weighs 916 pounds.
All right, I'm going to go with
number
the
one.
First one.
I'm going number one.
The false one. What do you say, Sean?
I'll agree with that one.
Yeah.
Dolphins sleep with 1 eye open.
Yeah, not two.
You really emphasized
stuff.
Yeah. 2 eyes open.
Two eyes.
I'm not that good at that.
Yeah, that was...
So, Connor, it's one thing we did learn from this is that Connor cannot tell a lie at all.
Yeah.
So, ladies,
yeah, Connor's parents, anytime you think he's lying, he's really not. He's horrible at it.
That's right.
Or whenever he does lie, you'll definitely know.
Yeah,
because
you'll definitely know.
Mom, I definitely did the chores all by myself.
I definitely have already done my homework.
Oh, homework. I got a lot of it, actually.
Yeah. Anybody wants to do my Alex topics, that's on the table, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I think we're about to wrap up this episode, episode number 7. You know, I thought it was a good one, you know. I enjoyed everybody's company here today. Once again, shout out The Essential Juicery. You know, if you want to get that summer bod going, you know, go check them out.
It's essential.
Thank you,
can
you
for find
your
them,
juices.
You can find them online or in the stores on the Lebanon Square. But yeah, make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at 615guys. But yeah, you can give us some Q&A segment ideas or possible guests that y'all want to see come on the pod. You know, we're down to have anybody, you know. Whichever.
Other than you, Braden.
Exactly. Sorry, Braden. Yeah, make sure y'all go check out our best episode ever, the best podcast episode ever with Jody. 615 Guys Podcast.
No spaces.
Let's get that to 1 mil views if you want to see me die on a double black diamond.
And skiing,
yes. That's very true. Some big news that happened this week. We have just got our own 615 Guys stickers. So if you're interested in buying one, they are only $1. Follow us on Instagram. You can DM us. We'll post on our story about them whenever the shipment comes in. They should be coming in the next few days. So make sure y'all follow us on Instagram. DM us if you want one. And
if you're cool, you'll want one.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody, all the cool kids have anybody them. That's anybody, it's going to have a 615 guy sticker.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And 615 guys out.
That's it.